Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the VRO's Twilight Diaries. Tonight is Tuesday, May the 11th, 2010, and we are here at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm your host, Gina, and as you all know, we are continuing our month of May as our Twilight Diaries, as our Vampire Diaries, month of May on the VRO. And tonight we had scheduled two special guests for tonight, Stephen R. McQueen and Malise Zhao, both from the cast of The Vampire Diaries. Unfortunately, as of now, Malise has not been able to come and join us because she is filming right now, which is always a good thing, and we're glad that she is doing that. She's out there and active and doing her thing. But Stephen is with us. Welcome, Stephen. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very good. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing great. I'm going to just give a little quick intro of you. I'll probably embarrass you a little bit. Stephen R. McQueen is a young actor who has already made his mark in the entertainment world, first with his recurring role as Kyle Hunter in Everwood, and most recently he has impressed us as Jeremy Gilbert on The Vampire Diaries. He can be seen on the big screen this summer in Piranha 3D as Jake Forrester. All right, that's awesome already. I'm already excited about doing this interview just from reading that.
Thank you very much.
You are too. All right. Well, what we do here on the show, if you're some people are not familiar with our format, what we do is we take fan questions. We have very few questions that we actually write up for ourselves. We take any and all the questions that the fans send in to us via Twitter or email, and we compile them and do the interview. That way, the fans kind of get a chance to feel like they're actually asking the questions to you. They're actually asking their questions, and you're answering them. So it makes them feel really good about being able to listen to you answer the questions that they send in, and they get all excited. So
awesome.
So what we'll do is we'll just get started, and hopefully Malise has told us that she is going to try to make it in tonight. So if she does, then we will connect her up with us and go from there. But for right now, we'll just get started with yours. All right, the first question that was sent in by a fan was, what inspired you to become an actor, and was your grandfather a factor in this decision?
I was just going into high school, and my stepfather was a hockey player, so I ended up having to move to Detroit. So making that transition, losing a bunch of friends and stuff, I wasn't quite sure what to do with a lot of my social energy that I was used to putting out every day, and started picking up a couple books about acting and stuff like that, and knew my grandfather was into it, so I figured I'd give it a go, and started working a little here and there, and it kind of became a great outlet for all that social energy that tends to change as we get older.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we love it, honestly. We do a show. Not only do we do interviews, but we do our Twilight Diaries show is an actual show that we do. The Twilight Saga, when the movies are coming out, we cover those. But throughout the entire year, we do the Vampire Diaries, is that second half of that show, and we cover that. And I'll be honest with you, you have been a great source of talk on that show, of how amazing you are as an actor and how amazing you pull that character, Jeremy, off. A lot of the questions that were sent in are about the Vampire Diaries and your character and such. So we'll hear about that in the next few minutes when I ask those questions. But I just wanted to let you know that you are very much appreciated and you are very much talked about on our show. I hope that makes you feel good and not bad.
Very flattering. Yeah, that's very flattering, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. So the next question is, was Jeremy already set as a character by the writers, or did you get to have input into how he is played out?
Jeremy, because he wasn't a character in the book, they had this freedom to kind of go wherever they wanted. He started in this place of such turmoil, fighting against the world, was in love with a girl that at first couldn't be his. So they had this freedom to build him up from anywhere because he, once he got rid of his turmoil, once his pain was erased by Damon, it kind of gave them a new path to walk on where they could start from square one. I myself didn't have any input in where the character was going, but I'm very grateful that he turned out the way that he did. You know, Rebel kind of never goes by the rules of society and is always looking for the truth of the situation. So it's been a blessing.
Oh, yeah, and we love the character. We really love the character, especially in the last few episodes, I'll be honest with you. In the last few episodes, you have really come out as just a major character. I mean, you know, you started out as you know, one of the, you know, supporting, but you've really come out as a major character on the last few episodes. So, kudos. We really
enjoyed it.
Wait
till you see the last one. It gets crazy.
Oh, we can't wait. I'll be honest with you. We're all on pins and needles. We don't even have a show that night just because we're all going to be watching the show.
Cool. That's awesome.
All right. So in that light, here's the next question. What is your hope for your character on the future of Vampire Diaries? And the second half of that question is, because we've been kind of twittering and teetering about it, is do you want Jeremy to become a vampire?
Well, I can't fully answer those questions, but what I can say is, you know, he has a set path. And they have an idea of where Jeremy's going. And where it is going is going to definitely inspire change and a newfound strength of his character. And it's very interesting, very interesting. I just can't say much more else about it.
Oh, no problem. We understand that, believe me. So, no problem. We understand that you can't say too much, and we never ask you to.
Yeah, I can't give out too much.
No, yeah. Because we actually like to be surprised when it happens on the show. No worries there. No worries.
All right.
What is it like working with the cast? Because we have heard that there are quite a few little pranksters on the set, and so if there are any stories?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much every day there's a new prank. We've all, you know, because we all I mean, a couple of us came from Canada, but for the most part, we all came from California and relocated in a new place, and we pretty much just had each other to lean on. So we became so close that every day is a prank. Like, we'll all do one thing or another to each other just to keep each other on their toes, keep each other level-headed. but most of the pranks we pull are probably not air-friendly. So I'm not sure exactly what I should be saying.
Oh, honestly, we are rated as an older show, so
yeah.
you can tell us some goodies as long as it's not too naughty.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of pranks. We all just keep each other level headed. I honestly, again, that's something that I can't say much about.
Okay, we have heard.
Because
I'm sorry,
I forgot
that, Amy.
Yeah, you
quick, did. Yeah, I was just about to say.
Matt Davis has been stalking the VRO. So if he calls in tonight, he told me to put him on air. So when I put him on air, I want you to give him hell.
Oh, I definitely will.
He's been calling into our other shows when we've had other guests on. He's been calling in and pranking us. So I was going to ask him.
Yeah, I mean, Davis is definitely one of the top pranksters, I'd say. Actually, the biggest one would probably be Marcos, kind of the showrunner. He gets into very elaborate, strange pranks sometimes, and it's a blast.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have him on the 22nd, so that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
That's good info to know about it.
Yeah,
he's
fun interviewing him. He's fun, man.
Oh, good info. Thanks. Awesome. All right. So what is it like? This was another fan question. What is it like to work on a paranormal show versus just a mainstream, regular, all-human show?
Well, I think the difference between working on a show where you would have more real-life situations to relate to in a paranormal show is you have to connect these, you know, strange incidents that, you know, people can't really relate to in real life to real situations you might have had or things that you could relate to in a real-life situation. So I see it as the same thing in a strange sense where it's, any strange situation I've been in the show, I've been able to connect with a weird situation I've been in real life.
Right.
Not to sound as cryptic as humanly possible, but yeah.
No, sounds pretty good. I've heard from some of the people, because we ask this a lot because of the fact that we cover a lot of paranormal shows, so we ask this when we have cast on. You know, are you able to be a little more free and not in those constraints where you have to follow everything? Oh, that's not humanly possible because, hey, you're on a show where it doesn't have to be humanly possible.
Yeah, I mean, it can be that way. But with Jeremy, it normally isn't, because anything he's going through or any strange, surreal, situation that wouldn't exist in real life is usually him from the outside looking in, you know, trying to wean his way into a situation. So where certain characters on the show might have powers or might see things that no mere human would ever be able to experience, Jeremy is seeing what it's like to, you know, to have someone else go through that, which I feel like all of us can relate to, someone else going through something in life and not quite feeling the same way, but having an understanding and a sympathetic view of something, which is how Jeremy relates to it. So I guess for myself, I don't quite have that freedom, but certain other characters certainly do.
Right, right. And, you know, especially for the fact that for, you know, half of the season, your character supposedly, apparently, did not even see the paranormal side, you know, with the fact that
Damon... Yeah, my memories were erased.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you kind of had to work, basically, as if you were working on a human show, at least until
exactly.
The point where it was killed again.
I was blind to all this craziness.
Exactly, exactly. All right, well, we have a couple of questions coming from the chat room that are just absolutely crazy excited to hear from you. So I'm going to pull a couple of those questions. Let's see. Someone asked, if you could be anyone else besides Jeremy on the show, who would you want to be?
If I could play anyone else but Jeremy, let's see. I think it would be a blast to play Uncle John. Just because
yeah.
He's such a hated character that it would be fun to play that edge up a little bit, which, you know, he does an excellent job at. But it would be a fun role to tackle, most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it's fun to be the bad guy, isn't it?
I've always enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you can kind of do just about anything you want, and everybody's going to hate you anyway.
Yeah, a little dark, a little light. I kind of walked that tightrope.
Exactly. All right, another question. Let's see. Oh, here's a fun one. If you could have a movie made about you, who would you want to play your character?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Awesome choice.
Interesting.
You know what? I'm not quite sure how to answer that question.
No problem.
I'm so young, I'd want to play it.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, who can play you better than you, right?
Yeah, or who could understand my mental craziness besides me?
Exactly. Okay, someone else asked that has seen the video of the music video, if you would ever consider going into a career of music.
What music video? Oh, the YouTube thing. No, definitely not. My little brother is a very talented singer named Jesseray, which I recommend you all check out. But I help him write a couple songs, and I have a couple writing credits on his songs, but singing is not my thing. I enjoy doing it, and it's just for me, though.
Cool. That's awesome.
That's my brother's territory. What?
Yeah, we have a show for rising musicians. We'd love to book your brother.
I'll definitely bring that up to him. He's actually very talented, and I mean, check him out if you get a chance. I think it's jesseray.com, or he's on Facebook and MySpace and all that.
Awesome, we will. Yeah, because we have one of our other shows on our station is called Bands on the Rise, and we do I can't even name all the bands we've interviewed, so, and we'd love to. That'd be great.
All right,
actually,
cool.
Zach Rorick actually hooked us up with his cousin's band the last time he was on the show with us, so we get a lot of hookups this way.
Very good. I'll definitely set that up then. That'd be amazing.
Awesome. Okay. We talked about this briefly earlier. How did you like filming in Covington versus filming out in L.A.? Is it a different feel than working in that hustle and bustle of the city of L.A.?
Yeah. I mean, for myself, I've noticed being in Atlanta has been great because having a lot of friends in California and stuff, I would find myself feel much more easily distracted. Where in Atlanta, because I know less people, it's caused me to really focus on the work and keep my priorities pointing in one direction.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've being the fact that I live here, I always say that it's lovely here. But I don't know, if you told me I could come out to L.A., I'd probably jump.
Well, no, Atlanta is also a beautiful place. I enjoy both, and I'm grateful to be able to go between the two.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you guys will be back next year, season two. We're excited, even when we haven't seen the finale yet. We're excited for season two.
I'll just wait till you see the finale.
Oh, I can't wait. You don't even know how excited we are.
Well, yeah, I won't say anything more, but it's very, very interesting.
Very intense. Yeah, that's what we understand. It's pretty intense. All right. We've asked this of several of the cast. Do you have a story for a crazy fan encounter or fan moment out there in Covington?
Yes, most definitely. I was leaving the gym. This is kind of when like this whole craze just started, so I wasn't really used to any recognition. And I had a glass of water in my hand. This girl I see running towards me screaming, gives me a big hug, knocks the water all over me, all over her. it was just very, very strange, but it was flattering at the same time.
Sorry about that.
What?
Amy just said sorry about that. Oh, stop it, Amy.
It's okay. Anytime.
Okay.
All right.
Well, tell us a little bit about your upcoming movie, Piranha 3D, and what was it like working with so many seasoned actors? Because when I was reading up about the movie, it's just chock full of seasoned actors in the cast of that movie.
Oh yeah, most definitely. There's Richard Dreyfuss, Ving Rhames, Elizabeth Shue, Jerry O'Connell, Jessica Zor, very talented young actress, It was a blessing. That movie's gonna be definitely a fun one to watch.
Oh yeah, I think so.
It's just a real situation, man. It turned out pretty funny and good. It's awesome.
Cool. All right. If you could be a guest star on any other TV show right now, what show would you like to be on?
I would say definitely Sons of Anarchy or Dexter.
Oh, yeah, you picked some good ones there.
Actually, well, Sons of Anarchy is my absolute favorite right now.
Yeah, Amy is a huge Sons of Anarchy fan, aren't you, girl?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then Dexter, that's another of Marcos.
Yeah, Marcos runs that one as well. And yeah. I love originality and the way they set up that show, being such a strange premise, it's amazing.
Oh, yeah. All right. Here's a good one. This one's actually from one of our staff. If there was ever an Everwood reunion, would you want to come back as your character of Kyle?
Definitely. I mean, I love everybody on set. They're like a family to me, so see everyone again would be a blessing.
Cool. All right, and we all did want to know, what are you working on now? Do you have any projects coming up?
Absolutely nothing. I told my managers this time off, I'm using to be a dumb 21-year-old and just lay out by the beach, go surfing, and ride some bikes maybe, and just take it easy.
Awesome. Yeah, sometimes you need that time, especially when...
I was working in an ice rink before all this craziness started happening, so... I needed a little time just to go back to reality.
Exactly. Okay. I got another question from the chat room. Do you like filming with Marcos or Paul?
They're going to
put you on the spot. Do you like coming with Marcos or Paul better? They're going to put you on the spot.
Wesley or Summers?
Summers, yeah.
Summers, you know what? Both of them are extremely talented at what they do, and I'm grateful to be able to show up at work with both of them every day, so I couldn't choose a favorite by any means.
Cool. Good answer. We're actually having both of them on the show. We're having Paul on the show, I believe it's the 25th, if I'm not mistaken, and then Marcos on the 22nd, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Another question, has the fandom, being on this show this year, has the fandom changed for you as far as just being, you know, is it kind of surreal to just all of a sudden be this really well-known character on a very popular show?
Yeah, I mean, I try to stay blissfully ignorant to it. You know, I lay low for the most part, so it is strange from time to time going out to dinner and have people running up to you, but I take it as a flattering thing more than anything, and more than anything, I'm just kind of socially awkward and not quite used to it.
Right. All right, and last fan question is the kind of a fun question is, what's the one thing that you cannot live without?
Chocolate. Oh, no, my dog, Max.
Your dog, okay, that's a better answer than chocolate.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, this is our last question. Before then, we'll ask you if you can do our little commercial spot. We know that Melise has a Twitter account. We wanted to find out if you have a Twitter account that's public that you allow your fans to interact with you, or if you have a MySpace or a Facebook that is a fan page, not
a
personal.
I have a Facebook.
Okay.
But that's Twitter and
page?
All that, I can barely figure out, to be honest. So okay. I just don't see myself getting one of those anytime soon.
Okay. And your
I do have a Facebook. It's under Stephen McQueen, except I switched the S for an M and the M for an S.
Okay.
So
you got it. Oh, awesome.
You don't have a Twitter, so that means everybody that's following the Stephen R. who says they are you is not you.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
But if they
want to write to everyone, I'm cool with it as long as they don't say anything too dumb.
All right. Well, we have enjoyed so much having you here on the show with us today. Thank you so much for being here and taking time. And we definitely hope that you have an awesome fun tonight at the party that you guys are having tonight for the wrap of the show.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Actually, run into it right now.
Awesome. All right. Well, if you'll do for us real fast, you can say you can spice it up any way you want. We just ask if you can just say this is Stephen R. McQueen and you're listening to the VRO, or if you want to spice it up in any way to make it your own, and we'll record it and use it as a clip for later shows. And we're ready anytime.
All right,
you're ready.
I'll do that right now.
Okay.
Hey, this is Stephen McQueen, and you're listening to the VRO.
Thank you so much. That was awesome. All right, and we really appreciate it. You guys have fun tonight.
Thank you very much. It was very nice talking to you all.
You too. Thanks for being here.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
That was a great interview. A lot of fun. We were sad that Melise couldn't make it. We're hoping that she might make it later this evening because we do have a show for another hour and a few more extra minutes, and she is going to try to get in and be here and do an interview. She just unfortunately is at the mercy of the cameras when they're filming a movie. You have to be on set when they tell you to be on set, and that's what's going on right now with her. That was great, though, wasn't it, Amy?
Yes, that was amazing, and wow, Stephen loves Sons of Anarchy. Yes.
Oh, that was so cute.
Buddies now. I love Sons of Anarchy. Okay, guys, now you're dropping off like flies on the switchboard. Everyone on the switchboard, I love you guys. I honestly do. But if Melissa's calling in, we cannot pick up her call because there's way too many of you on the switchboard. Our switchboard only holds a certain amount. And, wow, everybody's twittering like crazy on that. So if you can listen online, please listen online. I mean,
yes,
you don't hear us there's a little delay, but you still hear everything. But if I understand,
right,
if you can't listen online, but a couple of you, it would be great if you did. So,
yeah,
okay, we have an hour left because we told Melise that we would be on the phone line for almost 2 hours just in case she gets time to call in. So I'm going to pick up Amber. Hi, Amber.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Amber.
I've been talking this whole time. Y'all didn't hear anything I said, did you?
Nope.
No, because I kept apologizing because I kept laughing. I was like, oh, my God, I hope they mute me.
No, we didn't hear anything because that's the power of the mute button, girly.
Well, she said something that I was like, and Dexter, which just happens to be the greatest television show of all time. So,
oh, yeah. Marco's creation right there.
Yes, yes. I can't wait to talk to him about it. It's going to be insane.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm so excited about season 5. I can't even see straight.
Yeah, and thank you for everyone that dropped off the switchboard and is listening on the computer.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And I want to apologize to the chat room. I had no idea that tonight's show was going to be this crazy in the chat room.
I did.
No.
I had no idea.
I did.
And
I knew it was going to be insane.
I want to thank the VRO Jess, VRO Lisa. I want to thank Amber, and I want to thank Jessica from VampireStalkers.com for helping out as much as they can in the chat room tonight. I was watching for Melise on the switchboard, and people were emailing me about scheduling shows this month. So I apologize. Not get to your questions, and hopefully those girls took care of you.
Can I also say, since we're saying thank you to people, I want to give like a huge thank you to vampire/diaries.net because they have been so awesome to us this month and posted a blog, posted stuff in the forums for us, getting people to ask questions. I received a ton of questions today for Marcos, Paul, and Candace, and we were really short on those. So they've been, like, super, super supportive and super awesome. So, I mean, because they're the closest thing to an official website that the Vampire Diaries has, in my opinion. And their website's huge. And for them to go out of their way like that, I thought was really awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing. They've been blogging about us like crazy. And,
yeah.
Yes, VRO Jess, we were talking earlier, and she said, did you see that we're on TV.net?
TV.com.
I went over there, TV.com, and I went over and I seen that it's the post that VampireDiaries.net made, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We still get a little shocked.
Right.
So,
okay, anybody want to say anything about his little non-spoiler that might have been a spoiler?
I was peeing myself.
I was too.
I was like,
because I've been calling this for weeks. That's all I'm going to say.
Everyone pressed one on the switchboard, and me and Jess was trying to screen calls as fast as we could, and I didn't
hear what he said. Okay, here's what he said. When I said the question was, let me go back to it to make sure that I give you. The question I asked was, what is your hope for your character on Vampire Diaries, and do you want Jeremy to become a vampire? And he said, well, I can't say too much, but you'll be really excited at the finale. And we were like, ah!
And then he said, you're going to just have to see how he evolves and whatever. And I mean, but the question was, do you want Jeremy to become a vampire? That was the question. Do you want Jeremy to become a vampire? Like, it wasn't, is he a vampire? Is he going to be a vampire? So that was kind of silly. I thought that was fun.
Oh, it was great. I loved it because, you know, a lot of us are all going, vampire, do it, turn, turn. A lot of us are so excited about that. So, whew, it was cool. And Amber and I were over in the little chat going, ah!
I I was so excited.
And I'm trying to keep my composure. I'm trying to keep my composure and do an interview at the same time that I'm fangirling over in the little chat box over here on the other side.
Me too. And, you know, just for everybody listening, Amy embarrassed the living crap out of me before we even got on the line. So I'm getting you back. Like, don't think that you're getting away with that.
You know,
because
what?
That is the second time that I have been so embarrassed with Steven. The first time I ever talked to him, my friend goes, "Will you talk to my friend Amber because she loves you?" And then you're like, "I've got your biggest fan on the phone, blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Oh, my God. Oh, my God."
Was that you that ran at him in front of the gym, huh?
No, that was not me. Me in a gym? I do work in a gym. That is ironic. I do work in a gym, but it's not in Covington. It's not in Covington. But no, that was not me. That was not me.
That was so funny. Somebody said, Amy, you were saying something about something else, somebody else being embarrassed. What happened?
What I was saying was Amber is a VRO host now. She's legit. She's got an email. She's got her own blog over on our thing now, so she's legit. And she's got to learn. If you're on the VRO, you're going to get embarrassed.
Right, and you're going to learn that if you're going to have me on the VRO, you're going to get embarrassed too. You wait until Trevino calls in. I got you.
Look, I got power. You want to see the power I have?
I will DM.
He's muted.
That was mean.
Oh, man.
That was mean.
This is going to be the last hour until we find out if Melissa is going to call in tonight. It's going to be just us goofing off, so.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be us hanging out. Did you just mute me?
No.
Oh, you muted.
No.
So who'd you mute?
I muted Amber.
Oh, I thought you muted me because I dropped out for a second and I was like, crap, did she mute me?
No. But I'm posting something in the chat for you girls to read. Is that cool for me to send?
Yeah, that sounds good.
And yes, to answer your question, they do. My personal and that one. Big brother watching me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little scary, but I can handle it. So what did the chat room think? What did you guys think? I know a lot of you are probably upset that we didn't get to your questions, but I apologize again.
I tried to get to as many as I could, but, you know, we had only a limited amount of time, and I didn't want to push it too far because if you push it too far, you might have them for an extra 10 minutes, but you'll never have them on again. Whereas if you do it like the book, then you'll have them on again and again and again. So hold on to those questions, and we'll do them when we, you know, the next time.
Amber, you're on, hon.
You said you muted me.
I did.
No,
I
was muted a little while ago.
No, I thought you were saying right now because Gina was like, I dropped out, and you were like, no, I muted Amber. So I'm like, do, 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 do. So I was like, that's why I wasn't saying anything. So that means everybody can hear me chewing my pizza because I thought I was muted. Oh, well.
It's called a JPEG, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting to hook up on some pictures, if y'all don't know that already.
Yes, I want to thank all of you for sending me the photo of Marcos, but I'm actually going to grab one from him personally. But I want to thank all of you for that.
So you finally talked to Marcos tonight because I know that we've been trying. So he's definitely 22nd.
Dude, I guess we should let everybody know.
Yes, we confirmed the 22nd.
Yeah, the 22nd. It was going to be the 28th,
I mean, not the 28th. It's going to be the
18th.
But Marcos is going to be filming. Yeah.
Right.
So definitely just get your questions in. He'll be here 22nd, which is a Saturday.
I wonder if he'll be filming season 5 of Dexter. Because it got pushed back because everybody knows Michael C. Hall was really sick.
Right.
So it got the filming got pushed back some. But now he's in remission, and hopefully they're going to start filming real soon. But that cliffhanger was...
I heard.
It was... But you know, it's going to be that bad Thursday, because who was it? Julie Plec? It was Julie or Kevin, or one of them said there's going to be like 9. One of them said in an interview recently, basically, Thursday is going to be a jumbled mix of WTFs all night.
Wow. All right, well, if you're just tuning in right now, just wanted to let you guys know, if you're just tuning in to us, we did just finish our interview a few minutes ago with Stephen R. McQueen. Unfortunately, Melise Zhao was unable to join us at this time because she is right in the middle of filming. She's literally on set. So she's going to try to call in during our time. We've got a little less than an hour left. But if she's not able to, then she will reschedule for another day and come back hopefully on a day when she's not filming, she's not on set. And so we will reschedule that. Just wanted to let everybody know.
Guys, I'm sorry. I know all of you are asking questions like crazy, Twittering me and everything, but I am trying to book someone that you all love, so be patient with me.
Yeah,
I'm trying to run the chat and Twitter right now. Like, I literally have, like, 22 new tweets, and I'm like, what is going on?
I had 76 just a second ago, and I was like, I can't even read all those.
What have I signed up for?
I know, 76? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
What did you guys drag me into?
All right, here we go. I'm going to run down real fast. Amber, while you're in the chat room, I'm going to run down real fast our shows for the rest of this week and next week for the Vampire Diaries guests on our Vampire Diaries month here on the VRO, and then I'll jump back in the chat and hang out with you in there and help out. All right, tomorrow.
Yeah. We have Melise.
Yes.
We have Melise.
Oh, awesome. Hey, Melise, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We were just saying that, you know, we were hoping that you'd make it, but you were busy filming, and we were cool with that.
I'm on set right now. I have a little break, and I didn't want you guys to think that I was, like, blowing you off or anything, so I'm taking my few minutes, and I wanted to call and say hi.
We didn't think that at all. No problem. We really appreciate you calling. Do you have time to sit with us for a few minutes, or are you getting ready to head back out to set again?
I honestly have no idea. Everything is so unpredictable, but we can go ahead if you want to.
Okay. Well, how about I'll just throw some questions out, and we'll hang out with you for a few minutes, and when you have to run, then we'll let you head out, and you can run, and hopefully maybe we can have you back again sometime.
Most definitely. I would love to reschedule and have a proper interview with you guys.
Okay, no problem. Well, then the first thing we'll do real fast is we'll ask you, because we ask everybody that's guests on our show, which, and Stephen was on just a little while ago, and he did this for us as well. If you could do a little commercial clip for us that we will record and clip out and use as a commercial later, if you can just say, hi, this is Melise Zhao, and you're listening to the VRO, and you can do that anytime we're ready to record.
Cool, awesome.
What's up,
guys? It's okay, ready? Sorry.
Yep. Sorry.
Okay, here we go. What's up, guys? It's Melise Zhao, and you are listening to the VRO.
Awesome. That was amazing.
Thank you.
All right. Well, these are fan questions that have been sent in, and so I'll just get right started with them and start running down. The first fan question that was sent in was, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into acting.
Well, I was pretty much born. My mom has millions of stories that she could share. I didn't even know how to talk, and I was like humming and singing all over the place, and I loved performing for my family. So of course, you know, singing was my first thing. I loved being on stage. I performed anywhere I could. And when that became second nature, I had to I had to find something else, you know, to kind of spark me up, and acting was it. I loved going in on commercial auditions. It was new. It was a challenge. And here I am.
Awesome. All right. Well, we know that you're a singer as well. Do you have a record coming out soon?
Not at the moment. I've been experimenting for years on sounds and genres and writing, and I just haven't found that perfect thing yet. I mean, I've been putting out music that I love and I know that all the fans love, which is amazing, but as far as an album, I'm waiting for things to be perfect, and I'm waiting to find that right sound, and I can't wait. Hopefully it'll be soon. I'm going to be working over the summer on music, so we'll see where it goes.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I've heard some of your stuff, and I think you're on the right track. I've really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. It's been so much fun.
Sure. All right. This is a question from the Vampire Diaries. What do you hope the story holds for Anna in the next season?
Well, I can't say what I hope for until you see the finale. I mean,
okay.
It's great. And I can't wait for you guys to see it. It's Thursday. Wow. Creeping up so fast, but it's going to be amazing.
I know, Thursday. This
so
is amazing.
Totally.
We're excited. Yeah, you know what? Steven said the same thing. He said, I can't tell you anything, and we understand that. No worries there. We understand that you can't tell us anything.
I know. I wish I could, because I'm just as excited about the show as everyone else, so I want to be, like, talking about it and, like, you know, gossiping about it, but I can't. It's just so good.
Oh, yeah, no, we understand that you can't. And, you know, honestly, it's cool with us because that makes us even more excited to see the show on Thursday. No
right,
worries.
The anticipation is building. The
exactly.
Suspense is
all right, exactly. Well, we have this is a fan question. This is actually from a fan that lives out in Covington and has been able to see you guys film. Her name is Brandon, and she asked, what do they use for the blood that you guys drink on the show?
I am not quite sure what the blood is made up of. I know that it's corn syrup and a bunch of food coloring, and let me tell you, it's disgusting. I'm not going to lie. It's sticky and messy, and it's really thick in your mouth. That scene where I had to bite Steven's hand, whenever we were filming it, they would put a pool of it in his hand, and I would, like, have to drink it. It was so disgusting. But it looked so real. It's so worth it.
Yes, it is. It does look real, but you talking about it, yeah, that does sound kind of not like it would be
the
most fun thing.
Yeah, take after take, I was getting kind of,
yeah.
And Stephen was like, are you okay?
Yeah. But he was such a nice guy, I'll be honest. You're lucky to have been able to work with him, as he is lucky.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart. I'm so fortunate.
Yeah. Yeah, you both are, because you guys are awesome, and you guys
did
such a great job, on the last half of the season. You know, watching
Thank
the interaction
you so
with you, it was cool. All right, well, that kind of leads to the next question. What's it like working with this cast? And we've also heard that there are some pranksters on the set. So, have you got any cool stories?
I don't know about the pranks. I wasn't a prankster, or I wasn't the receiver of any pranks. But it was definitely. It was such a great cast. I mean, everyone was professional, but at the time it was so lighthearted and everyone was so welcoming. So it was that perfect balance of knowing when to work and knowing when to turn it off and totally forget about everything and just be friends and have fun. Especially with Steven, we had so much fun. It didn't feel like work at all. So it was amazing, and I'm so fortunate to have met all those people. They're so great.
Awesome. All right, well, what was it like, this kind of off of on that same vein, what was it like to work on a paranormal show versus working on a mainstream show, especially with the fact that your character was one of the paranormal aspects of the show?
Oh, it was great, especially with, you know, the vampire phenomenon is so huge right now, and to say that I've been a part of that and, you know, I've been able to play a vampire, it's so amazing, and everyone gets kind of jealous whenever I tell them. So I'm very proud of that, and it's so much fun. I mean, like with the CGI, you get to see everything come to life, and you can't put a price tag on it. I mean, playing humans, great, and having those fun, you know, real-life storylines, but playing vampire, I mean, who doesn't want to do that?
Exactly. I don't think a lot of us would say no.
Exactly. It brings out the little kid in me. I mean, I love stories, and I love fairy tales and sci-fi. Like, I love all that stuff, so getting to be a part of that is amazing.
Exactly. All right. Well, this is a cool question, because we the VRO girls and some of the ladies that we know out in Covington were able to participate in this, was how did it feel to get so many submissions for your team and a project?
It was mind-blowing. I wasn't expecting that at all. I mean, I feel right up there with all the boys and all of their teams. It was so great, and everyone was so supportive, and the end product exceeded my expectations.
Yeah.
I love the support for Anna. She's amazing. She deserves every bit of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, do you know how many submissions you got? Or is there a ballpark figure?
I'm not quite sure. It's funny. I started the whole thing, and I was like, man, you know, will I be able to get enough submissions to fill up the video? You know, it was kind of like that whole Dowdy thing because she was still so new. But I had a hard time fitting everyone in. I tried as much as possible, and it, like I said, it turned out great, and I'm so proud of it.
It did. We watched the video, and I'll tell you that Brandon, who asked the question about the blood, her dad and mom are Travis and Jessica, and they her dad, Travis, is the one that painted Team Anna on his barn.
Oh, that was one of the cool ones. It's like, wow, that's a part of someone's home. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. She painted that on the barn, and oh, my gosh, they were so excited that you Twittered that and that it made it into the video. And then,
of course, that deserved it for sure.
Oh, yeah. And then me and some of the VRO girls are the ones that did the little video in front of your house, you know, the house that they use as your house.
No, that made me laugh out loud. I love that so much. That was so creative, and that totally represented what I was going for with this whole Team Anna video. It was amazing.
Oh, yeah. So we had a lot of fun doing that. I think we took that take, I don't know how many times, because every time we were starting laughing, and we were giggling and having so much fun, and we were like, this must be what they have to do when somebody starts giggling, they have to redo the scene. And
oh, and I'm the worst with that, too. If someone makes a funny face or if someone says a word funny, like, I'm cracking up. I'm gone.
Oh, yeah.
Just our couple little lines, I think it was like 30 takes.
It was.
That's hilarious.
One of us would mess up, and then somebody had the sign right in front of their face one time. And, oh, it was funny.
That's hilarious.
Well, kind of going off of that, going off of that fan participation, do you have any stories for like a crazy fan moment on set or off set that happened while you were out here in Georgia?
Not really. I mean, you guys were all so nice and so, you know, respectful of everything. The fan response was amazing, seeing you guys show up on location where we shot, like, outside of the Mystic Grill and stuff like that. It was so cool seeing you guys there, and it made me feel so good because you don't understand, like, how many people watch the show and are fans and know your face. It's like unreal to me still. No crazy fan moments. Like I said, everyone's been really respectful, but it has been cool seeing my fan base age grow wider because I've been on Nickelodeon and Disney for so long. They've been, you know, preteens and stuff, which is awesome. But now I have, you know, the parents of them coming up to me saying, hey, we watch the show with our kids and we love it. And that feels so great to me.
Right. Yeah, it is. So, and I've been one of those ones out there watching you guys, and you guys are just amazing. I think we literally sat out there one night, me and Jessica, who she comes out a lot, and Amy and several other girls. I think we were out there until about 4 in the morning, just
oh my God,
enraptured, actually watching you guys work. It's just, you know, it was just so fun to watch you guys, what y'all were doing and everything.
No,
so,
I completely understand that. It's so fascinating seeing the process, you know. I mean, everyone has, like, pre-things in their mind of how Hollywood works and how filming works, and that's so cool that we can be on location in Georgia. It's so amazing, and it brings the show to life.
Oh, and it was great for us. For us who, you know, very rarely get a chance to go out to, you know, say LA or up to Vancouver, you know, where they film so many shows, to be able to have something out here in our neck of the woods, that was a lot of fun and a real treat for us to be able to check that out.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And now I'm here in Portland, which I've never been here before either. So it's so cool that, you know, all these places are shooting all across the country. It's so awesome.
Right.
I'm glad that Hollywood's expanding in that way.
Oh, yeah, it is. All right, another fan question. What do you like to do in your free time?
Oh, gosh, in my free time, whenever I get any. I know. I love – I'm actually a homebody, to to be totally honest. I love being at home with my brothers and my sister and my mom. I'm writing a lot, writing songs, reading. I'm just a big nerd. I know that's very cliche and everyone says that, but I truly am. And I love going to Disneyland. Got to give a shout out to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. All right. We have a chat room open where people are listening and interacting with us on the show, and they've thrown a couple of questions out there. One of the questions is, who would you have liked to work more with when you were on the set?
Got 1 hour, everybody. Oh, wow. There are actually a few. I mean, most of my scenes were with Ian and Steven, which I'm so grateful for because they were so amazing and so much fun. I would have loved to have more time with just everyone else in general. Nina, Paul, Kat, Michael, they're all so great. And I saw them offset, but I feel like I didn't get to bond with them enough. I wish I could have had some meaty scenes with them.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, it's fun sometimes when you see them filming and you think, I wish I could be in that scene. That looks like fun.
I know, especially like Bonnie with her like floating feathers and stuff. That would have been so cool to watch.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Another question from there is, if you weren't Anna, is there any other character on The Vampire Diaries that you would have liked to be?
Oh, man. I would have loved to play Elena. I don't think I could have pulled it off as well as Nina because she is Elena. But I would have loved to do that because she wants to be, I mean, who doesn't want to be stuck in the middle of two attractive vampires?
Exactly.
I love that. That's so cool to be desirable to both of them. So amazing.
Exactly. I know. And as we found out on last week, Damon's in love with her too. And so we all were laughing about that after we watched the show, that little reveal that we already knew anyway. So
God, what a tough life, Elena. Jeez.
Oh, I know. Oh, how horrible. How horrible.
I know.
Yeah. Another question is, were there any cool spots in Atlanta that you like to hang out?
Actually, I loved going to, my mom and my sister came with me, and we loved going to breakfast at the Flying Biscuit. So good. I highly recommend it.
Okay.
That and Little Five Points. Oh, my gosh, their shopping is like every girl's dream.
I know. I love that place. I love to go down to the Junk Man's Daughter.
Oh, that was my sister's favorite. She was going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the best. I love those kind of places. Awesome. All right. Somebody asked if they will be able to buy Red Light anytime soon on iTunes.
I'm not quite sure about that. A lot of things, you know, play into that, getting approval from a lot of people. It was produced by PJ Bianco, so I'm going to have to talk to him and see what's up. I'll see what I can do for you guys.
Okay. All right. Oh, here we go. Somebody asked this question in the chat room. If you could be a vampire in real life, would you?
Ooh, I've had this question before, and I've actually thought about it. I don't think I would, only because you become jaded, and I would think that you would get to the point, you know, you live for so long, you don't want to become attached to people anymore because you know that eventually, you know, they're going to grow old and they're going to die, and who wants that pain, you know? So, God, that was like a Debbie Downer answer. But, I don't think I would. I like being mortal. I want to have kids and grow old and stuff like that. I think it's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
So.
No, I think that's a great answer because, yeah, I mean, people are like, oh, yeah, I want to be a vampire because I can do this and that. But you can't do so many other things, you know. You can't have
exactly.
Kids.
With all the positives, there are negatives, and the negatives aren't quite worth it to me.
Exactly. So that was a great answer. No Debbie Downer there. No worries. No worries.
Okay, good.
All right. If you could be a guest star on any other TV show right now, what would it be?
I would love, 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 love to be on Glee. That show is so great. It's comedy, it's drama, it's music, it's acting, all in one. And it's so great. I try to catch that whenever I can. Either that or maybe a drama like House. I love things like that. Hugh Laurie is brilliant. That or Gossip Girl. would be really cool, doing like a little crossover, you know?
Oh,
that
yeah.
seems pretty possible,
oh, yeah.
And I love New York, and I love the glamour of that show. So I think those are three totally different shows that I would love to be a part of.
Cool. Yeah, those are good shows, all of them. Especially, you know, the Gossip Girl, because it just seems like one type of show on the surface, but when you watch the show, ooh, it's kind of crazy.
Exactly. That's the same thing with Vampire Diaries, I think. I think people think, oh, it's just another vampire show, but when you get into it, it's like, whoa, this is really awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's so much more going on besides just, you know, we love Stefan and Damon and Elena. We love them. But there's so much more going on, you know, many more levels to the show. So it's awesome. That's one of the things we do on our show here on the VRO, besides just do interviews, is we do a weekly breakdown of the shows and whatnot. And that's one of the main things that we've talked about recently is just how many just separate different storylines and relationships are going on the show. And it's just so amazing how diverse it is, you know, with anything
exactly.
and everything, little bits that are going on. So it's really cool.
You definitely get your fill every week you watch the show. There's so many things.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cool that you do that because there are so many things to talk about and discuss. And it's not just, you know, focused on one particular thing. There's so many things going on that all weave into one. So it all makes sense, but yet there's so much to digest at the end of the episode. And it's so great.
Exactly. All right. Well, we know you're filming right now. So what are you?
I am, and I've had a longer break.
Yeah, this has been great. We're almost done with our questions and everything. So
cool.
It's been amazing. Well, are you able to tell us what you're working on right now and if there's any other projects that we can see you in the near future?
Yeah, I'm actually working on a show called Leverage. They're on their third season, and it's a guest starring role. I get to play a 16-year-old carjacker, which is really cool and really different for me, and I've been enjoying every minute of it. So I've been filming that this week. Other projects coming out later this year in the fall. I don't have an exact date, but I have a little role in a movie called The Social Network, which stars Jesse Eisenberg, Andrew Garfield, Justin Timberlake, and it's a movie about Facebook, which is really cool. So, yeah, look out for that. It's pretty cool. It was a great experience.
Cool. All right, here's a fun question that someone submitted. What is the one thing that you couldn't live without?
The one thing that I couldn't live without?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, there's so many things. I couldn't live without my family, but that's
okay.
a few different things. There's so many people in my family. I couldn't live without my faith. That's what I'm going to go with.
Awesome.
If I didn't have faith, I don't know how I would get through my life. So there you go.
Exactly. All right, another kind of fun question. If you weren't acting, what would you like to do?
All singing aside, all music aside, I would love to, I would love to work behind the scenes. That would be really cool, like direct, write, produce. I would love to do all that stuff outside of the entertainment industry. I think I would want to work with kids, maybe be a teacher or something. I don't know. There's so many possibilities. That's a really tough one. But, I mean, as far as where my heart is, it's definitely in the entertainment industry, so it's really hard to answer anything outside of that.
And you've done so well there and, you know, gotten just really your niche there. So I think that you chose well, and we're glad that you did.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you guys are enjoying it. If you didn't, that makes it all worthwhile, you know, the feedback, and it's amazing. And the support is great on Twitter. I'm so glad there are social networking sites like that now, because I get to talk to everyone and hear what they have to say and learn and grow from it. So it's great.
Exactly. All right. Well, that leads us to the very last question, and it's perfect—the perfect intro for the question. We know that you have a Twitter account. It's XO Malise.
Yes.
Is there do you have a fan-oriented, not a personal, but a fan-oriented MySpace or Facebook page or a website that you interact and update information for your fans?
I do. I have so many. My Twitter is XO Malise. My YouTube is XO Malise. My MySpace for all of my music and stuff is myspace.com/MaliseMusic. My Facebook, I'm not sure how you locate my fan page. I have one, It's one of those things that, you know, you can like it or become a fan. It's not
okay.
Like a private page or anything, so I'm sure if you search my name, you can find it.
Okay.
And I also have a FormSpring, formspring.me/exomalise, I think. I'm
okay.
Not on that as much anymore, but
okay.
Maybe I'll get back into it.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have moved from there over to Twitter, you know, because you can really, it's more of an instant interaction with Twitter.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I always say about Twitter. It's instant gratification, instant everything, so it's great.
Right, right. All right, well, we got through everything. This was awesome.
Yes. Awesome, and I think I have 5 minutes to spare, so thank you guys so
okay.
much for having me. I'm so glad I could talk to you.
Well, thank you for being here and taking this time, you know, your break to be with us. We really, really appreciate it, and we definitely hope that we can have you on again.
Yeah, for sure. And everyone, I hope you guys enjoy the finale on Thursday on the CW. Let me know what you guys think. And thank you guys once again. I love you all.
And thank you. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your break and
thank you.
Break a leg out there. Thanks.
Thanks. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That was awesome. Yeah, that was great. We got through all the questions, so.
No, Amber, you are unmuted now. I'm going
to. That's insane, dude. That was like, Gina, I have to give you a big hand because that was like power hour. Like, you've got to be out of breath right now. Like,
I'm literally like shaking in my chair right now. I'm so excited.
Like, no, I mean, that was like power hour with Gina. Like, you seriously whipped it out with both of them in an hour. Because she literally called like 4 or 5 minutes after we got off with Steven. So there was like barely any time between.
Right. And then, you know, because we did not have any idea how long she would have, I just wanted to, you know, get through it but still have fun. So, you know.
And how awesome
well,
is it for her to call on her break like that? I mean.
I know. What an awesome person, yeah.
But she said it looks real, so that's what works.
Jess.
Yeah, I'm here. I was
here.
I didn't get to listen.
You know it's Jess. You know it's Jess. She's like, hey, guys, it's Jess from Vampire Stalkers. I love it.
You know,
don't
make fun
of
me.
No.
I love it.
That's what gets stuff done. Jess throws on that southern charm, that Georgia Peach accent where you can see, if you close your eyes, you would picture her in one of those 1800 gowns. And this
right.
woman gets stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
Or in fried green tomatoes.
I just keep asking until I get the answer I want.
Well,
it makes me sad sometimes because I'm from Georgia and I don't talk like that at all.
I know, right? What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Well, I've lived here my whole life, and I don't think I have quite as heavy an accent as Jess does. But then again, I think sometimes I have more of an accent than other times. So
you do. I think you do. More than me, definitely.
Yeah.
But I say y'all. I do say y'all. I keep it real with the y'all.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I keep it real
all
with y'all.
Y'all.
That's right.
Well, I have to say something. Y'all
what?
Made me work my ass off tonight.
You did what?
She did. Round of applause for Amy.
Yes, Amy, you
yes.
worked your booty off. I appreciate that so
yeah.
much.
Everybody did good tonight.
Whew, dear gosh. I'm tired.
Well, I appreciate y'all saying that I did a good job. I do this for you guys, and I just, you know, try to do what has to be done and make it fun for them so that they'll want to come back another time. So thank you.
Real quick, seeing we got a lot of you in here. Interview questions, easy to find over on our form. And if you guys get them in sooner, then more likely your question will be, you know, asked.
Well,
right.
The thing about that, though, is with the Steven and Melise interview, it was closed, so we weren't taking questions.
Oh, yeah. That was totally
right,
closed.
Right, yeah.
But
yeah, let me
say,
please, send in your questions now. Don't wait till the last minute and then start sending nasty questions because yours aren't in the list. They're going to try to get as many as they can in, so they need them early. Just go ahead and send it in. Take the 5 minutes, sit down, write them down, and send it to them.
Right. Yeah, the questions that we did do for Melise and Steven, there were a lot of fan questions, but they were ones that people actually sent in, like, really early. you know, way
within
ahead.
Within that hour.
So, yeah, so we were able to use them. But we had to have, we actually had this whole interview done. I was looking at the date on my interview page that I actually wrote up to send out to them, because we actually had to send this out to them for them to approve the whole thing. Their agents, not them, their agents wanted to take a look at it. And it was on April 28th. So you think about that, you know, that long ago was when we had to have it done. And so, you know, unfortunately, that sometimes that's how it works. So, you know, if we have, you know, at the beginning of the season, next season, when we start getting ready to get more of these guys back on the show for season two, then, you know, we'll open up on thevro.com. If you'll click on the message board link at the top, you can go and find the tab that says interviews. And you can go in there, and you can go ahead and start posting some questions that we will just, you know, leave in there until we're ready to put together the interview. And that way you don't have to feel like, you know, I didn't have time, I didn't see, I didn't know you were ready for questions, because you've already given us some. So.
Right. And also, as everybody knows, the Matt Davis interview was my first interview, and we're going to let Gina take a vacation. So she needs a break. She's going to be gone for a few days. So I'm also going to have to put together some of these scripts, and it's my first time doing it. So having the questions early, I know, is really going to help me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Helping me will help the show, definitely, because it has to be it has to be good. Because I know Gina's going to be listening. So I'm going to be critiqued, and we got to get this right. So we're going to let her go sit on the beach for 3 days.
I won't be sitting on the beach. I'll be sitting in a gym.
And Angie, our Twilight Diaries Angie, is on vacation this month. She will come back to do the interview with the 17th.
Mayor's wife. Yeah, the 17th.
Yes, Mayor's wife. She will be back for that interview because, really, it's kind of hard for us to be here every night with families.
Right.
I honestly do not think I have seen my family. We all live in the same house, and I don't think I've seen them for the entire month of May already.
Ow.
So, you know, Andy took some time off. That's why Amber is going to fill in why Gina's gone. And we're just going to have some fun.
Yep.
And questions for Sterling. We do not know. I actually posted on the website the other day that sometimes we don't know if we're going to take questions until we actually have them on the line, like if we're going to
take
callers. So
right. That's why. That's another reason why it's important to send your questions in, because if you can't call in, then we would like to be able to answer the question that you do have either way.
Right.
Exactly. And then there's an email. Just go ahead, ship us an email over at interviewcallers@thevro.com. Going to post that in the chat room too. Email us with your name and your phone number and your question, and you will get a confirmation email letting you know if you're going to be able to call in. It will give you instructions how to call in, when to call in, and what to do when we have you on air.
Right.
Or before we have you on air.
Right.
Honestly, I loved having the switchboard packed before we went on air. But at the same time, try not to call in until we if you are calling in to listen, try not to call in until 9 o'clock or whenever our show is actually airing. Because most of the time the switchboard gets too packed and we can't keep up with our guests. That's if we have
right.
a guest. If we don't have a guest, call in whenever you want.
Right. And that's the reason why in this confirmation email that you will receive if you email to interviewcallers@thevro.com, it states don't call in until 15 minutes after the show starts, because that's when we'll actually be ready to start taking interview callers. So
and,
that's a good little thing to know.
Yeah, and even as hosts, we don't even call in until 15 minutes before.
Right.
So there's nobody there. If you're calling before that, there's nobody there.
Right.
And believe me, you'll hear some awful elevator music
if
oh, yeah.
you actually call in before we call in. well, before whoever's in the host queue, the host line, okay. If you call in before then, we can't pick your call up at all.
Where did this come from?
So. And actually, I'm going to ask for you guys' help. We might need some people to help us get some information out, help us to ask questions, or if I don't get over to other websites as much as I would like to, so I don't know if people. I know Jess from VampireStalkers.com gets tons of questions about the VRO. So if you see like a VRO question, go ahead and if you would email us over at thevro.com or vro.com, and you know you can send those questions in to us. If you see a question on Twitter about the show, you know, go ahead, tell them to Twitter me, or if you know the answer, please let them know give them the answer. Because I know a lot of people are still having trouble finding the show and listening to the shows and archives. And so please help us help you. Yes, Dina.
Okay. Yeah, I was checking to make sure. All right, I'm going to do a rundown of the shows that we have for the rest that we have scheduled right now for the VRO on our Vampire Diaries month. And I will let you know when I do this rundown if we are still taking questions and if you can email us about possibly calling into the show. Okay, here we go. Tomorrow at 9 p.m., we will have Sterling Suleiman, who played Harper. And, yes, you can still email us questions. Only up until noon tomorrow. Do not email them after noon tomorrow. And you can email us if you would like to call in at interviewcallers@thevro.com and let us know your name, your phone number that you will be calling from, and what question you'll be asking. This is provided we will be able to take calls, because sometimes we don't know until they're calling in, like Amy said. All right, on Thursday night, we will have at 10 o'clock Eastern time, there will be a Blood Bats and Books with Sherry Browning Irwin. She wrote the newest little mashup book, you know, the Jane Eyre. It's like the Jane Slayer, you know, like the Pride and Prejudice and Zombies type genre. Then on the 15th, which is Saturday at 9 p.m., we will be having the VRO second anniversary show. And there will be some surprise guests along the way, so hopefully you can tune into that. All right, on Monday, May the 17th, 9 p.m. Eastern, we will have Susan Walters. Amy, are we still taking questions for that as of right now?
Yes, we are still taking questions for her. And
okay.
Like I said, hold on. I can go into my email real quick to see if she is taking callers.
Right.
And I've hold on 1 minute. I'm not sure if she is, but
if she is, email us and we will let you know if for some reason she's not taking callers, and ask if you'd like us to go ahead and use your question in the interview so that at least you'll have your question answered.
Yes.
You can,
because it does not say in my email with her, so. That
yeah, so sometimes we may not know, right. All right, as of right now, we do not have anyone booked for the 18th. It was supposed to be Marcos, but we rescheduled his till the 22nd. So we have Candace Akala on the 19th. That's Wednesday, 9 p.m., and we are still taking questions for her interview. Please send those questions in to us. Like I said, we are still taking them. And another one, if we are going to be taking callers, you can go ahead and email us at interviewcallers@thevro.com to let us know your name, the phone number you'll be calling from, and the question, and we will let you know as soon as we know if we'll be taking callers for that. The next week on Thursday at 10 p.m., this is next week, Thursday, May the 20th, we have Diane Fanning. She is a crime author of true crime books. She'll be on our Blood, Bats, and Books episode. And then on the 21st, which is Friday, May the 21st, Michael Trevino at 9 p.m. You can still send in questions for this one. And same thing, email us at interviewcallers if you would like to to call in and ask a question. And then we've just booked the 22nd. That'll be at 9 p.m. on Saturday, the 22nd, Marcos Ciega. We will be taking questions and email us about calls. On the 25th, the 25th is a Monday, no, Tuesday, correct? Yeah, on the 25th, which is Tuesday, the 25th, Tuesday, May the 25th, will be Paul Summers. That'll be at 9 p.m. Go ahead and email us questions. We are still taking questions. And go ahead and email us at interviewcallers@thevro.com if you would like to call in. On the 26th, which is Wednesday, May the 26th at 9 p.m., is Marguerite McIntyre, who plays Sheriff Liz Forbes. Please email us questions and let us know if you would like to call in. Like I said, we do not know sometimes until the last minute if we will be taking callers, but if you have already let us know that you want to be a caller, then you will be first in line. All right, and then to round out the end of the month, as of right now, we never know, we may have somebody else booked soon, will be on Thursday, May the 27th, 9 p.m., we will have Julie Pleck. And, yes, we are still taking questions, and we will accept emails for callers for her show as well. Wow, that's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows. And, you know, the Julie Pleck has been the one that we've gotten the most questions about. And I think that the Julie Pleck interview might even be bigger than tonight.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I think people are super, super psyched to hear what she has to say about it. So,
I'm
and especially because her show comes on.
The chaos.
Right. And especially.
I think it's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. And her show comes on after the season finale. So it can actually be talked about. It's gonna be a really big show.
Yeah. Everybody after this Thursday will be able to talk about the season finale. Sterling Suleiman is our last one before the season finale, and then Susan, Candace, Michael, Paul Summers, Marguerite McIntyre, Julie Pleck, and anyone else that we might get will all be able to talk about the finale then.
Unless
so
you're Stephen McQueen.
before we forget, the 15th is our two-year anniversary. By the way, Lisa, you are on the phone line. Is our two-year anniversary. That means the VRO, as many names as we've had before we became the VRO, has been on Blog Talk Radio for 2 years. And
yep.
We have some amazing stuff coming up on our three-hour show. We're doing a three-hour show, so from 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to midnight is our anniversary show. We're going to have some guests call in. I've already lined up some guests, and, yes, there is some Vampire Diaries guests in there. Maybe we'll get pranked by Matt Davis. That would be an awesome anniversary. And yeah, I took care of that. yes to that, too. See, I read the chat. I think I got ADD sometimes.
I was busy. At the time you posted that, I was right in the middle of an interview, so I had to wait till now to answer it, Amy.
yes. I already answered it, but I wanted to make sure that I told you girls what I was doing.
Cool.
But, yeah, it's going to be an amazing show. You're going to hear stories that you've probably heard millions of times if you've listened to us for 2 years. You're going to hear stories that you've never heard. We're going to bring out some of our skeletons. Stuff that has to get on.
I feel like this is going to turn into, like, a sorority, like, initiation. Like, I'm not even sure that I should call.
Only from 11 to midnight. Only from 11 to midnight will we bring out the big guns. How about that?
Yes.
So
okay, I'll call about 10:15.
About Amy. How about that? You'll hear some awesome, awesome stuff about Amy. Let's just say that.
Yeah, they're going to embarrass me. They're going to try to embarrass me like crazy. When did Matt Davis prank? Okay, when we did a birthday show for
Candace,
Saturday, Candace. And Matt Davis called in, and he was like, hey, is Candace there?
and both me and Gina had our mouth right over the hang-up button.
Yep.
And I was like, who is this? And he says, it's Matt Davis, and he did that laugh. And I was like, oh, my God, it is Matt Davis. So, yeah, definitely tune in to the anniversary show. A lot of stuff's going to happen. And, Amber, you have to call in. You what?
No, I'll definitely call in.
Amber,
yeah,
you have
half,
to call in, believe me.
I might be half dead because I'm doing the cystic fibrosis walk in Atlanta this weekend on Saturday. So I'm going to do a 5K that morning. And so if I can get a nap in, I'll probably be in a lot better of a mood. But if not, then, I mean, I'll be there. I might not be awake, but I'll be there.
And we're going to have one of our friends who's been on VRO quite a bit does tarot card reading. And we're actually the host of the VRO. All the hosts that call in are going to get their cards read, but our question, what we want the cards to tell us, will come from you guys. So think of what you guys want us to ask, like love life, you know.
Can you ask past life? Like, can I find out if I was a pirate in a past life and this is why I have this sick obsession with them?
Yes.
Like, did I once in my life roam the seas with someone as awesome as Captain Barbossa? Like, if I could find that out, my life might be complete.
Okay, Amber's got her question. We're going to find out if Amber was a pirate.
Yes.
So what should we find out about Gina? Oh.
I don't know if we want to know.
I think we should say, is Gina really going to spend 3 days on the beach, or is she going to be at the gym? Tell us the truth.
No, I'm. It's only going to be 2 days down there, and I'm going to be at the gym. I'm going down there for a TV show, and I'm going to be in the gym working out while they're filming our butts working out.
What TV show?
What TV show do they film you while you're working out?
Big Fat People Working Out. What TV show would that be?
Richard Simmons video?
No, The Biggest Loser.
You're going to be on The Biggest Loser?
I'm going to be on when they're filming a big group of people working out in a gym, yeah.
My friend tried out for The Biggest Loser. I was sad that she didn't get it.
Yeah, I tried out too. I'm still waiting to see. I'm still waiting to hear, actually. That's one of the reasons why I'm going down there.
If I went on there, though, I would like Jillian Michaels would have to be my trainer, or I wouldn't want to do the show.
Oh, yeah.
Because she gets results.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's going to be the 15th, and I'm tired. I've got a headache. I've got, like, one of those headaches where I really just need a drink.
Well, I told you the secret gift I'd send you earlier.
Yeah, and I might have to have that. Wow. We're going to say goodnight. Well, she's already offline, but goodnight, Jess. You're listening.
Goodnight, Jess.
Yep.
Goodnight, Jess.
Goodnight, Jess.
I am tired after all that work I did tonight. God.
That was like power hour.
It was. It was like raw.
It was like power hour. Because it was so much more intense because we thought we were going to have the two of them together. And then
yeah,
it changed. And so it was just like, but I mean, it flowed really well. Like that, there was not a moment of silence.
Yeah,
it flowed really well.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I had a great time. I would never say that I didn't have a good time. Don't you worry. I had an awesome time.
I know. I told you to take care of my boy.
Gina, you were awesome. You did a great job.
Thanks.
Everything we had planned was not what we did, for sure. It was not what we did. But let me tell you how many callers we had. We had 34 callers. We had 314 live. Seeing that we had 314 live, I say we should get this interview archived 6,000 times. Let's do it.
I hope so. I hope so.
Hey, Gina, did you see that the Matt Davis interview was top 5 downloaded in the entertainment section?
I know, and I'm telling you what, this one right here better put us in the top three.
I bet you it will. This one, and the Julie Plec interview. Julie Plec might move us to one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I
can't wait
for that
interview.
One of them pops us up to number one, so I can't wait either. That's going to be a great interview. Somebody keeps texting me on my cell phone behind me.
I know, I have a bunch of texts, and my phone updates my Twitter, so it's like 8,926 new tweets. I'm like,
I've heard that.
It's really hard running two Twitters.
All the time. That happens to me all the time.
I looked at my tweet a little while ago. And it was like 76 new tweets. I was like, never mind. Click. I won't even bother. Yeah, I keep hearing Edward behind saying, what if I'm not the hero? What if I'm the bad guy? That's my text message tone.
And
I keep hearing that.
Tone is, Alan from The Hangover. That's my text message tone.
Mine is Jensen Ackles, and he's like, you got a text message.
Oh, yeah.
You got a text message. And then when I get a Facebook message, it says Facebook message. And Melinda, who is Paul Wesley fans, she swears up and down that that's Paul saying you've got a Facebook message. It kind of sounds like.
Considering Paul won't have anything to do with the internet world, that might be a fable.
And then when all Trevino and all Warwick get an email, it says, this is Zach and Tyler from the Vampire Diaries. You're listening to the VRO, or tune into the VRO. And then the VRO mail is David Blue, and he's like, you're listening, or tune in to the VRO, or I'll throw my Stargate at you, or something like that.
Yeah, you're listening to the VRO. Don't touch that dial, or I'll throw my Stargate at you.
Oh, did I say Paul Wesley fans, or did I say Paul Wesley lover?
I thought you said Paul Wesley fans.
Oh, I meant to say Paul Wesley lover. Sorry about that.
All right, ladies, I'm spent. I'm ready
too.
To lay down, I think. Time for a nap.
I'm ready to have a stiff drink.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have a few beers in the fridge and some cold pizza sitting next to me. Where's the football game? And I'll
I
be
know.
Good to go.
Yeah.
You should get Paul and Ian on. You know what? I think we should get Paul and Ian on, too.
Yes.
I agree. And I would love to have Kat on.
Yeah.
Because I would love to talk to a character that's a character of her own. Like, she's her own character. Like, there's not witches running around. It's just Bonnie. Like, so I would love to, like, talk to her about it.
Right.
Guys, we're working on it. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. It's not that we didn't try, but give us some time.
Sometimes they're busy, yeah.
And please, I beg you, don't attack me. Because I hate email. Don't attack me personally. You can attack the show all you want. Just don't attack me personally. I try. Jason, we got your question.
Yes. You know, I was noticing that some of them in the chat room were asking what moonlight was. They didn't know what moonlight is and at all. They don't know, some of them.
Oh, you need to tune in on the 15th then, because I'll let you in on a little secret. The moonlight.
That's right.
A.K.A.
Right.
Trevor Munson will be on the phone with us.
That's
oh,
right.
we just got revealed on one of our awesome special surprise guests is going to be. But guys, listen, if you don't know what moonlight is, we got 90 seconds. But if you don't know what moonlight is, dudes, let's just say that it's the vampire show that started the current run of vampire shows. I mean, yeah, there was Buffy and there was Angel, but then there was a big span between then and Moonlight. And Moonlight started in 07. And this coming summer on the CW, they're going to be rerunning it. So after the Vampire Diaries is done, you guys, you be watching. Because it is amazing.
June the 3rd, guys. June the 3rd.
June the 3rd.
Yes, June the 3rd.
Watch it and weep. This man is beautiful. This man is beautiful, and he makes you want to be a vampire. I'm telling you what.
I think we'll go out with our moonlight clip, shall we?
Sweet.
Okay, let's find it. Here we go.
It all started in 2007 with a PI who happens to be a vampire. Nick St. John made you want to misplace your best friends just so you could call on him for help. Joseph Kaufman made you want to be born in 1982. And we all became willing freshies. Join us as we keep Moonlight alive. Yeah, vampire solidarity, rah, 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 and all that.
Yeah, guys, one of the Moonlight writers is actually writing for the Vampire Diaries.
Gabrielle Stanton? Remember about that?
Yep. But we are off air, so I want to thank everybody again, and we'll see you tomorrow night.
Tomorrow? Yep.
Tomorrow. Yep.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.